to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Good afternoon, Las Vegas, boys and girls, moms and dads, and kids of all ages. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you're rested, ready to get back to work. Ha, ha, ha. Nobody is. And joining us, as he has for the last, he said, 19 years, but I think it feels more like 20. Man about town, bon vivant, restaurant critic, hockey player.
Wizard of Whoopi.
Jeffrey, Wizard of Whoopi. The co-Wizard of Whoopi.
Former Wizard of Whoopi.
Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer. What's going on?
Johnny, what's going on, brother? An elongated Thanksgiving weekend. Friday is sort of like a weird day if you had to go back to work like I did, because you're not really, you know, back to normal from all the eating and drinking from Thursday, yet you're sort of still looking forward to Saturday and Sunday and all the football and different kind of sports we had going on.
Something's fishy. Jeffrey with a G, something's fishy. Also joining us, sports analyst Amal Shah.
How are you guys?
Do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
I celebrate all paid holidays.
All paid holidays are good for you.
Absolutely.
And Rebecca Lynn, sports handicapper Rebecca Lynn. I understand you're hot and you're on fire. I knew you were hot, but I know you're on fire.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty well.
Yeah?
Ask Jeff.
No, I told him. I couldn't believe it. Like, your feel for games, certain situations, certain conferences, certain whatever. You know, I tell people all the time that handicapping, you know, you can't just go by numbers. You can't just go by feel. You can't just go by history. It's sort of a combination of things. And your feel this past weekend was on point.
What'd you hit?
Utah against Colorado.
By the way, that's a perfect example of a game that on paper doesn't look like anything special, right? Colorado at Utah, both teams 5-6, both teams playing for bowl eligibility. Last year, Colorado had beaten Utah. There was no real, if you looked at the numbers, offense, defense, no clear advantage other than maybe Utah being at home, which typically we'll say in football is about a 3-5 point advantage.
Yeah,
and this line was 9.5-10. It was 28-0 before anything was going on.
You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Well, I disagree with there was no real advantage. All of the Colorado wins were super unimpressive, and Utah played really well against ranked teams.
So we talk about like a team's strength of schedule and things like that, and we'll follow that up with Alabama in a little bit, but your ability to identify that particular game that didn't go off until 10 o'clock Eastern on Saturday night, because you were telling me on Thursday and Friday, I'm banging that game hard with whatever I win on Thursday, Friday.
That's what she said to you?
Yeah.
Oh, we're back.
Did I say banging? I'm sorry.
You know, the coffee machine's broken here at NBC. I could have used some coffee before we started.
You could have used something instead of grabbing the low-lying fruit.
I also gave him Oklahoma, which I've been telling him to ride for a minute now.
Well, not only does she like Oklahoma this past week and the last 2 weeks, she's going on a limb here and saying that even before we get to the playoffs, that Oklahoma's winning it all.
Is that true?
I like that bet.
Do you know the song, I'm Proud to Be an Okie from Muskogee?
Yeah. My family's from Oklahoma.
Oh, they are? Really? Yeah. So you really do know that song?
Yeah.
You know who did it?
No.
Merle Haggard. That's a little country break here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Music trivia. Yes, Amal.
No. You're Mr. College Football. What was your take on this weekend? Because it was pretty crazy.
I thought
crazy.
It was great. I will say I had Auburn big time. I had said it all along. That
I
was my
too.
Thing from about 4 weeks ago. I said Auburn's going to beat Alabama. To me, what the deficiencies are with Alabama, they were going to be able to be exposed by Auburn, and they were. I've said all along Alabama's overrated. If the name on the jersey didn't say Alabama, you wouldn't be talking about them the same way we are.
Or if the head coach wasn't Nick Saban.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, this is a very good team, good program. But look, the reality is they're just not as good this year. You can't lose 7 starters from the defense to the National Football League and expect to come in and win another national title. And you know what? The problem is most people don't do their homework, especially in the media, in terms of being able to select games. It's very easy to give out a selection if you don't put any money on it. There's no repercussions.
Agreed. Not only that, but look at their, speaking of strength of schedule, They haven't really played anybody. They haven't beaten anyone.
Agreed.
They
completely
struggled with Mississippi State. They're lucky to have pulled that one out.
You're absolutely right.
And Auburn was all over them right from the get-go.
That's exactly what the Auburn head coach said. He's like, we have a hard schedule. No one else does.
You know, and you look at that schedule, and that is a tough schedule.
They played LSU, Mississippi
Clemson.
State, Georgia, Clemson. Absolutely. They have played a gauntlet. And Alabama as well.
And there was also the statistic about that Nick Saban hasn't been an Auburn team.
With nine wins.
Yeah, and with nine wins, and he's 0-6.
Wow. See, that's a number that people don't know about. I love that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, look, Nick Saban's a great coach, but here's the other thing I talked about. She mentioned that. I said Nick Saban, his last four individual games against Bob Stoops, Urban Meyer, Dabo Sweeney, and Gus Malzahn, 0-4 now.
Yeah, I was there when he in the Sugar Bowl.
Didn't he beat Dabo in the championship game 2 years ago?
2 years ago he did, but his last matchup.
I got you. Yeah, they lost
Urban's
last year.
Actually 2-1 against him, and he's got a winning record against Malzahn. But, yeah, and you mentioned the Sugar Bowl, which you were at, Rebecca. They beat Oklahoma with Trevor Knight at quarterback.
So now Alabama's on the outside looking in, number five.
I'm not completely convinced. If Ohio State beats Wisconsin, which I don't think is going to happen, I love this Wisconsin defense. I really like this team. I think they can cause a lot of problems for people. Yes, if Ohio State wins, I think Alabama still can get in. If Wisconsin wins, I don't think they get in.
Wisconsin, where you can spell fresh dairy air.
What happens if Auburn does lose to Georgia in that rematch from 2 weeks ago?
Georgia's in. I think that
Georgia's in if they win.
Yes. I think.
And if Auburn wins, are they still in?
They're in. Even with two losses,
it'll be the first time ever.
Yes, but you got to look at who they've played. They lost a game that they blew to LSU. They lost to Clemson, I think, 13-6 or 14-6. And then they beat Georgia twice. They'll have beaten Georgia twice, and they'll have beaten Alabama. And you have to give them credit for those wins.
So right now, looking at Georgia-Auburn, Auburn's just a slight two-point favorite.
Yeah,
and they blew them out of the water 2 weeks ago.
They did, but the big question for me is if Kerryon Johnson, the fine running back for Auburn, if he's able to go. Oh, he is. Okay.
I was worried about that, too.
Yeah.
And let me see what's going on here. How about Clemson-Miami?
Clemson.
How big?
What's the line right now? 8 or 9?
9.5.
I'm going to tell you right now, this game is going to be an absolute blowout. It won't even be close.
Clemson's going to run them off the field?
They're going to destroy them.
How about Wisconsin at home?
It's in Indianapolis. Yeah.
Ohio State -6.5.
I like Wisconsin on the points. And you know I'm a Buckeye, but I think Wisconsin here is going to be competitive. As good as Ohio State is and as talented as they are, I'm just not sure they're going to be able to blow through Wisconsin this time.
I'm still reeling from the ass-whooping I took when Ohio State played Michigan State, and I jumped on Michigan State with the 18 points. And
you weren't alone.
I know. We talked about it.
Yeah.
And it was over before it started.
You know why? Because Michigan State in the five of the previous six games, including this year, the games were all 12 points or less. Michigan State's always played them well. Ohio State came out. They played really their best game of the season against Michigan State. You know, but look, I'm looking forward to this weekend. And one of the games we have not hit upon is TCU-Oklahoma.
I was waiting for the guru to talk about her Sooners.
Well, I watched the TCU-Oklahoma game when they played a few weeks ago. And, I mean, Oklahoma won the game by halftime.
Yes.
And they covered the line, which I think was similar. So I don't see why there's going to be any difference in this game versus the last one.
I had Sonny Cumbie, who's the defensive coordinator at TCU, mentioned to me. He said, look, the way this team is playing right now, Oklahoma, he goes, we'll be ready for them. But he goes, Baker Mayfield is making every proper check and read at the line of scrimmage.
He goes, everything
we threw at him, he's been able to dissect and just manipulate.
And I think that sort of slap on the hand he got from his coach and his team from a week and a half ago, I think it did a lot for him to reel in his ego a bit.
I think it did, but I thought it was a joke because he was out literally for 49 seconds. Kyler Murray, first play, 66 yards. Rodney Anderson, next play, 4-yard touchdown. It takes long to get through airport security.
I don't think it was really about him sitting out.
I understand.
It was about his coach pointing out, son, do me a favor, be a player, be a leader, be a captain, and do the right thing on the field, and there's no need for that kind of behavior.
Jeffrey, I think you make an excellent point. I think it's very true, and we saw it. I loved what he said in the post game and the way he conducted himself.
You could tell he was crying.
Yeah.
Okay?
He might be a very good actor.
He could be, but I don't think he was.
I wasn't. Yeah,
and I got to tell you, there's not enough coaches out there that do things like this with their superstar players when they should.
Hey, listen, if I was making $5 million a year, I'm about winning.
How'd you guys do on NFL over the weekend, on Thursday, first of all, for Thanksgiving Day?
I only had one game. I had the Chargers. I've been high on the Chargers all year. They let me down early in the season. They've been really coming on. I thought Dallas is overhyped all year.
Chargers are on fire right now. I think you can bet them throughout.
I agree. I laid off the Minnesota game, even though I really liked this Vikings team.
I did, too. I took it.
And to me, I should have taken them, but I passed on that one. And then Sunday, The one play that I did take was I took Buffalo. I think Buffalo's a different team with Tyrod Taylor under center, and Kansas City is really regressing. Absolutely.
Classic Andy Reid, second half of the season.
Oh, my God.
Start off 5-0, and since, what, 1-5 or something like that?
They've won one game in their last five games.
What coaches do you think are done from the NFL, and who's going to play for Chip Kelly?
Well, Chip Kelly just went to UCLA.
Right.
And then, obviously, we saw the fiasco with Tennessee and Greg Schiano, which I think is ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why. Well, listen, I do know why, right? This is a character protest, I guess, from Schiano's past. I just find it interesting how in today's day and age, we'll overlook some things but not others.
You're absolutely right. And to me...
Like what? I don't know what happened.
We have so many coaches out there that have done questionable character behavior, and yet we're going to string this guy up because Tennessee tried hiring him, and then they reversed it, and they didn't take him on, so they're not going to be bringing him on.
I think, to me, the problem with Tennessee is, first of all, and let's just be real about this, Tennessee thinks they're a bigger and better program than they genuinely are.
Couldn't agree more. They're not even top 20.
I agree completely. And the other thing
is... And haven't been for a while.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You know, one of the problems that happens, and I've said this for a long time, there are five coaches that have ruined coaching in college football for the other coaches. Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, Pete Carroll, Bob Stoops, and Jim Tressel. They all won a national championship within their first three seasons of the schools they were at. And so what's happened now, the Tennessees, the Texas A&Ms of the world think they're bigger and better than they are. Tennessee has won a national championship in 98, and before that, I think it was 1930-something or 1950.
With a guy by the name of?
Phil Fulmer.
And Peyton Manning?
No. T. Martin was the quarterback.
Oh, sorry.
Peyton
You're
left.
Correct.
Yeah.
He had just left, right?
Yes. But the thing is, the other time, A&M's last national championship, 1939. So let's be realistic about who you are. Texas A&M is not as big of a program as they like to think they are.
Yeah, Texas A&M, they're idiots forever leaving the Big 12. I don't know what.
I agree.
What their mission was on that.
And you would know because you're a Big 12 girl. You follow them closely.
Yeah, that was just dumb. They were just being greedy when they think everyone wants to leave the Big 12, but they don't give us any credit.
I covered the Big 12 for a long time in Dallas. I'm a big fan of the conference. They play great football. I know defense in there, but look, if you're looking for entertainment, you want to see it. I don't know if there's too many games this year we've seen that are better than the Oklahoma State game.
Correct.
I mean, even the Oklahoma.
How many points were scored? Like 110?
No, 116. It was, I think, 68-58. I mean, so that would be 126, actually.
It was up there. It was in 110 something.
Yeah, I
think it was ridiculous.
But I mean, it was amazing.
And by the way, the defense wasn't so bad in that game, believe it or not. It's just that the offense executed so well.
Look, if you have a team that can execute at the level that Oklahoma's offense does, I don't care how good your defense is, you're not going to be able to completely shut them down. I think Oklahoma's lowest point total this year was against Texas when they scored 29 points.
Oklahoma's offense is absolutely incredible.
Well, you know, the thing is, Baker Mayfield makes every correct read. He knows when to throw to, you know, CeeDee Lamb. He knows when to throw to Andrews, the tight end. He just makes the right play and the right decision.
So given where the teams are right now in the season and their standings, let's just assume, who wouldn't want to see a Clemson-Oklahoma national championship game?
We were just talking about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was saying that.
She's making her reservations for Atlanta already.
That's some confidence.
She told me over the weekend, she's like, you know anyone tickets? I'm booking my flight now.
I said Clemson's going to get tired of seeing Crimson.
Yeah, right?
You know what? There's a chance they could play Alabama and then could wind up playing Oklahoma. I think it's going to be a great playoff.
They just took South Carolina, and
that's true.
Crimson as well.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So back to coaches that you think are done. You think John Fox is done?
No.
Are we talking about NFL now?
I don't think Fox is done. I'll tell you, I think
McAdoo
is, McAdoo is actually number one on my list.
Easy.
Number two is Hugh Jackson in Cleveland. He's got one win in the last two seasons, and it's not like the team is competitive. They don't look like they're progressing. At least certain teams you can see.
How long has he been there now?
This is his second year.
In the last 4 years, I just heard a stat yesterday, the Cleveland Browns are 4-45.
My God.
Yeah, they're...
What has Brown done for you?
Not a whole lot.
Nothing.
They certainly don't know how to win games.
Well, listen, they're a great team to go against. I mean, you know, it's an opportunity to really bet against this team. They've been terrible. But here's the thing. They don't show any promise. You know, you look at certain teams, they look like they're starting to trend in the right direction. Cleveland is not one of them.
So you're not big on Kaiser for the future?
It's not that. I just don't think he's got enough players around him. I want to see what they can do when you have a little bit more competitive team.
We're going to take our... Go ahead. Get it out.
A good team last night to bet against was the Steelers.
Absolutely, and I fell.
And
right,
that was tough for me.
I fell into
digits.
The trap, and she told me not to do it, and I did it anyway, and I got my finger slammed in the door.
Yeah, I set off the game.
I did hedge it later on in game with the over, so I did salvage some money.
We were texting. We're going to take our first commercial break in a minute, and you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio. We'll take our break, and we'll come back. Yeah, let's take a break.
Hey, Las Vegas. Are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Special call coming in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, Jonathan. I always love calling into your show. What is it called again?
Vegas Nonstop, Mr. President.
Vegas Nonstop. I think that what a tremendous name. Well, you know, it's like me. I never, ever stop. I don't stop.
Well, it's good
I'm doing
to
so well. I'm
most
so
people
great
don't know
to be on
your
show.
Big...
Listen, I want to talk about a few things. Can I talk about? Because it's just
Bobby,
the guys, right?
The
it's just a couple
what
of guys,
got,
right? We can talk about
thing.
This. There's a whole Access Hollywood thing. Fake. It's a fake. It's a fake. They have an impersonator who said that. I'm now gonna release that and let people know it wasn't me. Probably an impersonator in where you are.
Well, I know that it's Cyber Monday, and that's a big shopping day for you, and it was Black
Cyber
Friday
Monday.
Last
I
week.
I really like the girls in that band. They sang that song, Cyber Monday, right? What were they called? The Bangles?
The Bangles, I think, did Cyber Monday. But it wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Very hot. Very hot. Especially the little one. Wasn't she cute? Like a little nugget. You just wanted to eat her. Delicious.
So how about Black Friday? Were you shopping on Black Friday?
Well, you know, I was very, very concerned about Black Friday. I thought, you know, everyone was going to be taking a knee, but that didn't happen. Thank goodness. You know, I didn't really know what Black Friday meant until Black Friday. Now I know. Now I know. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. We, of course, it's February, which is going to be Black History Month. So they get a month and a day, which I think is tremendous. It's tremendous. We love the black people. Tremendous people. Wonderful people. Great athletes, too. And dancers. So, but I have to tell you, I'm a little hot water right now with Thanksgiving.
What's up with Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, Melania, I had a tremendous time, and all the kids were over. We had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. But Melania is upset because, you know, I don't let her eat because she has to make weight the first of every month because it's a guarantee. It's part of her prenup. And she was very upset. She wanted some stuffing and turkey and cranberry sauce. But, you know, she's got to weigh in a couple of days, and it's just not going to happen.
Well, we know that you're also a big sports fan. You got to play golf with Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus.
Mm-hmm. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. Of course, I beat both of them because, you know, I'm the greatest golfer in the history of golf, along with being the greatest president in the history of presidents.
Now, what do you think about all the sex scandals that are going in Hollywood, Mr. President?
I think sex is tremendous. I like having it. Who doesn't like sex? Sex is great.
Are you going to watch Monday Night Football tonight?
Well, you know, I'm very, very busy. I just finished up with some Native Americans that came to the White House today. Did you know that they were here before we got here? Did you know this? No one talks about this.
I had heard rumors of that.
No one talks about this. I just found out. And I let Pocahontas know about it.
Well, Mr. President, it's always great to have you calling in. I know you're very busy this time of year with shopping and Congress and all the other presidential things
so
that you do.
So many things, you know, tweeting, touring, saluting. John, no one salutes like me. Tremendous saluter. Tremendous saluter. And you like my recent tweets?
No, what was your... Oh, what happened?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I said today we should have a contest as to which of the networks, plus CNN, not including Fox because they're amazing, is the most dishonest, corrupt, or distorted in its political coverage of your favorite president, me. They're all bad. Winner to receive the fake news trophy. Is this incredible? It's like The Apprentice, but it's for fake news. And I think it's going to be huge in the ratings, and I'll be the host, of course.
Oh. Mr. President, we appreciate it. We've got a lot of sports to talk about. Thanks again for taking a minute out of your busy day. Good luck on your golf game, and thanks for calling in.
Always a pleasure. Have a great time.
Thank you. That was the fake president, of course, calling in to the fake sports show. Yes, it was. So, okay, so we've got Monday night to talk about the Texans and the Ravens.
Being away from Pocahontas.
I find him funny.
I know you do.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's very funny, believe me. He's funny.
John DiDomenico, thank you, Johnny, for calling in, the number one Trump impersonator. So, you know, somebody asked me before, what's the difference between an impersonator and an impressionist?
Sorry.
Which I thought was a pretty good question. An impersonator is somebody that actually dresses up like the character. An impressionist just does the voices, like Rich Little. Does the voices. And happy birthday. 75th birthday to Rich Little.
Oh, my God. He and Jimi Hendrix are born on the same day.
Maybe Rich Little.
There's no way Rich Little is 75 today.
Yeah.
He's got to be older than that.
76. Maybe 78. Go GTS. Google that stuff.
I don't know what GTS is, but I'm telling you right now.
Google that stuff without stuff. Texans-Ravens. Jeffrey with a G. Ravens in Baltimore, -7.5, over and under, only 38 points.
39.5 it's up to now. Again, this game is kind of boring on the surface, although there are playoff implications here. The Ravens are actually still alive for the playoffs on some levels. But, again, I just hate that line, 7.5. And you don't know what you're getting with Houston. I mean, you don't know. I mean, who's that quarterback now, Savage?
Tom Savage, yeah. He's just really not, to me, an NFL quarterback.
I mean, agreed.
He's a third stringer at best, and he's fortunate enough to be stealing a paycheck in Houston right now.
Can we talk a little bit about, son, could just go back a little bit about the double digits? Because, you know, I usually favor the double digit bets and take
you,
those.
No, you favor the double digit dogs.
The dogs,
you like taking the points.
I like taking the points. And I stayed off of that the Sunday night game.
You should have followed your own rule and taken the points.
I should have. But I got so beat up during the day on everything else that I was doing.
You know, here's a perfect example where if you look at this game on paper, there's no reason why Pittsburgh doesn't absolutely blow them out of the water. They're finally starting to click on all cylinders. They just had a great game against the Titans. Green Bay just got shut out at home, 23-0 by what I consider an average Baltimore team with probably an above-average defense.
Then
last night, Sunday night prime time, you're thinking, I realize it's 14 points, and Big Ben was in a daze for the first half of the game. I don't even know what was going on there.
Yeah,
so many drop balls.
The Steelers, to me, as far as betting the lines, they never have good value on the betting.
You said that to me last night.
Great point. They're a team.
Well, she said you never know what team's going to pull.
No, I'll tell you
up.
What shows up. The Steelers are a team that plays to the level of their competition. They play a good team, they'll come out and play well. They play a poor team, they'll come out and play poorly. That's just what they are. Look at the game in Indianapolis. Look at the game in Chicago earlier this year. Last night we saw it.
Well, that's why I figured at home, finally starting to get their legs underneath them. They needed the win to tie the New England at 9-2 for the first place in the AFC. Green Bay is traveling after Thanksgiving. They're not really playing for anything. Hundley and Williams, that rookie running back Williams, had a sensational game last night.
But a lot of things that people don't think about is the players as people.
Talk about that because we talked about it last night.
The players are people, okay? So they're at home.
Are you sure?
They're at home, and they probably went out on Saturday night. They have a late game.
It's Thanksgiving weekend.
And they're playing the Packers, and they're in their head. They're like, oh, it's going to be an easy win. So they're like, they don't really show up. Their mentality, they're already changed.
She's absolutely right. And here's one area I always tell people to look at. When you're looking at a team, for example, as a fan, let's say you're a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers and they're playing the Cleveland Browns. Your theory is, oh, we're going to blow them out. Game over. You're not excited about a game as a fan. You think that human nature doesn't creep into the players? Look, the Browns haven't won since the Reagan administration. It's like, come
on. Meanwhile, if you're the Browns, you're like, hey, division game.
Absolutely.
We want to knock the snot out of these guys. This is our chance to make a statement and get that first W on the season.
Here's the interesting thing. Okay, we all know Aaron Rodgers is one of the top two quarterbacks in the league. You can argue Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, I'll throw in the conversation. Here's the thing. If last night, if Aaron Rodgers plays, that line is Green Bay +3 against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, three and a half, right there.
Okay.
Just because of home field.
So basically, you're getting 11 points for Brett Hundley. Overall, the rest of the team is still going to go out there and compete. These are professionals. They have self-respect. They're going to go out and compete.
No Clay Matthews last night on defense.
But the other thing is you can't lay those points, but you can take the 14. And if you don't win, fine. Look, Miami was still competitive against the Patriots. Even though they didn't cover, it still could have gone either way in the fourth quarter.
Well, by the way, that line was 17. It was an 18-point win.
My God.
Exactly. So, yeah.
And until the very end, that was a Miami cover.
Absolutely.
Again, division rival. They know each other very well. This is a shot to take a shot. You know, they want to beat Goliath.
You're absolutely right.
But you said it to me last night. You never know a Pittsburgh team is going to show up. They're not always motivated. I was 100% wrong on that side, not even close.
Now, my Bears game was so disgusting that Fox even went to another game.
Yeah, they went to the Jets.
That's how bad the game was. Yeah.
They left Philadelphia and went to the Jets.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is over.
Who found a new way to cough up another win. They're leading late in the game, 18-17 over Carolina. And McCown goes back. He bobbles the ball. And Luke Kuechly picks it up and runs it in for an uncontested touchdown.
Jets have done that week after week after week.
I know.
And the Panthers, like I said to you, they have good value. They're a good value team.
I love watching Cam Newton. I don't care what anybody says.
He's okay.
He's an exciting quarterback
to watch.
He's a
bit of a putz in my eyes, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's off the field, but...
Even on the field, he's a putz. I mean, the stuff this guy does on the field. He was running in for a touchdown, a two-point conversion yesterday, where he jumped over the defender and, landed on his head. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, he does goofy stuff. But a lot of players do goofy stuff. That a lot of the penalties are called for just ego goofy stuff.
He is the definition of ego goofy stuff.
So a lot of covers yesterday. A lot of favorites covered.
She said to me, I was looking at the board Saturday night, she said, I like all the favorites. Obviously, except Pittsburgh.
Look, there's just certain numbers you're not going to take in certain situations. And 14 on a Sunday night game, that's a high line to take.
Eagles were 14 against the Bears yesterday.
It was the Eagles.
No. But listen to what I said. I said it was a Sunday night game.
I know.
Teams come out, they play differently, they're more competitive.
When they're prime time.
Yeah.
Well, and we know as gamblers, right? That's the bailout game Sunday night. Those that are down for the league.
I mean, it's called chasing, and I didn't do it.
Well, for those of you that know, if you're playing with a bookie and you're not playing with a legal sports book, your week is going to run from Monday to Sunday night. So if you're down going into that 8:00, 8:30 game Sunday night, You're like, come on, Big Ben. And you lay the 14, and the guy's like, sorry, buddy, you ain't winning this week.
Yeah. I always tell people there's no reason to chase. Look, there's only 2 days of the year in which there's no betting. The day before and the day after the Major League Baseball All-Star game. Correct. If the other 363 days are not enough for you,
is that
you
right?
Probably seek help.
There's only two days a year that there's no betting?
That is true. On any of the four professional sports.
Exactly.
I mean, tennis and soccer, you can bet all year round.
And if you include, and now they went to the third day because they get that Thursday off on All-Star. But it used to be 2 days.
You are correct.
And so, you know.
The Monday and the Wednesday.
You don't have to, look, one of the things I always tell people ask me all the time about it. And I said, look, if you don't like a game, don't bet it. There's no requirement for you to do it. But the books are required to put a lineup. You're just not required to bet it.
And that's where the discipline of betting comes into play. Where you said to me the other night, I wouldn't even bet it because there's no value on either side. And that's hard for some people to just to say, I'm not going to bet it. I'm going to walk away.
All right, well, a few things going on tonight. Nevada State College in Henderson presents a movie screening of When They Awake with musicians of all different cultures, from hip-hop to rock and EDM. Documentary with a Q&A with the film's co-director after the screening. Visit the website at whentheyawake.com for details. Monday Night Football is game on at Sapphire Gentlemen's Club tonight with food, beverage, and halftime dance specials. If you've never been to Monday Night Football at Sapphire, grab your friends, head on over. Ladies are also invited to join the fun. It is Las Vegas. Kelly Clinton Holmes presents her open mic cab at the Bootlegger, 9 p.m. Some of the best singers in Las Vegas. Dinner reservations are suggested. Great pizza, great food over there. Also, the Tap House on West Charleston has a live band dancing and open mic night tonight, hosted by our friends Mark Giovi and Genevieve Du. Tap House has great pizza, wings, casual dining. Fun starts at 7 p.m. Monday's Dark presents The Last 5 Years, a musical written by Jason Robert Brown with an all-star cast. That's tonight, 8 p.m. at The Space on Cavaretta Way. I call it Gary Cavaretta Way. Tickets are $20 for that. Tuesday, Bill Fain presents his backstage cabaret at the Summit at Sun City Summerlin. Wednesday night's our favorite show of the month and the last composer showcase of the year at Myron's Cabaret Jazz at the Smith Center. Composer Showcase presents all original music, mostly performed by the songwriters, wrote the song. Keith Thompson produces and directs this great showcase. Visit the Smith Center website for tickets. One of our favorite performers in Las Vegas, Sky D. Miles, presents Black Sunshine's Boom Boom Room. It's one night only this Thursday, November 30th, 10 p.m. to midnight at Cleopatra's Barge at Caesar's Palace. Admission is free. It's on a first-come basis. Check out dinner at Battalion Restaurant on Eastern Avenue, where celebrity chef Carla Pellegrino presents her spin on her favorite Italian recipes. I love them pork chops. And my new favorite is their shrimp risotto.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that something new that you've tried recently?
It is.
And I'm surprised that you love it so much.
I do. I love those.
So you start with the pork chop and then for dessert, a little
pork
seafood
chops
risotto?
With the hot peppers, and then I take the peppers home and I throw it in my sauce for the week or Sunday.
And for dessert, you have shrimp risotto.
With eggs, yeah. We're going to take our next commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 9:20 a.m. Stay right where you is.
Hey, Las Vegas. Are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
You hear that? That's the sound of healthy, safe water from the tap. And that safe water is available nearly everywhere in America, thanks in large part to the Safe Drinking Water Act, which turns 40 this year. Happy birthday, Safe Drinking Water Act. Together, let's keep our water safe for the next 40 years and beyond. To learn how to protect your water, visit drinktap.org. This message brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Vegas nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM, celebrating what would have been Jimi Hendrix's 75th birthday. Jimmy's my all-time favorite. If they're gonna put me in a coma, I want Hendrix. I want Hendrix. What else do I want? Ecstasy.
Jim Croce.
Jim Croce.
Jim Croce.
Jim Croce.
Hey, Jim Croce.
Hold on. This is interesting.
Time in a bottle.
Are you a Jim Croce fan?
I'm huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Time in a bottle.
I want to hear how you know about Jim Croce.
Big Bad Leroy Brown.
My mom. Time in a bottle. I like. He played 10 seconds of a Jim Croce song the other day, and I go, "Oh, that's Jim Croce." He's like, "How the hell do you know?"
I know
that?
You love Jim Croce.
I love Jim Croce. Yeah, absolutely.
We got two
yeah.
Jim Croce fans.
He's
in the
huge.
Same room.
How did that happen?
I told him, I go, "He's on my record player right now."
Wait, you have a record player?
Yes.
Like an LP?
Yeah.
What a 40, cool chick 40,
45
you are.
45 and 33s.
33 and a third.
I like Bob Seger a lot, too.
Seger. I saw Bob Seger play for 4 hours one time. It's amazing how many hits Bob Seger has.
No, it's amazing how many hits Jim Croce has when he died at 30 years old.
Was he only 30 years
old?
Yeah,
plane crash, 30 years old in Louisiana.
Big Bad Leroy Brown and Bob's queuing it up.
Operator. Could you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded.
Go ahead.
Living in L.A.
With my best old ex friend, Ray.
Gosh, you said you knew well and
welcome to the Jim
Croce.
I'm your host, Jim Croce.
That was really awesome.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. America's Top 40 Countdown. This one goes out to a young girl from Oklahoma named Rebecca Liz, whose hobbies include
new dark clothes.
All right, that's enough, Jim Croce. It's just enough, more than enough, Jim Croce. I like time in a
What has happened to the Vegas nonstop?
Vegas nonstop is.
The Vegas Knights have been.
That was actually really cool.
That was really
cool. Sounded good, too.
Jeffrey, to your point, the Vegas Golden Knights have been amazing. I mean, just look, I want to throw out a quick stat. So, any team in the National Hockey League that is in the playoff standings at the Thanksgiving break, 80% of the time they make the postseason. And right now, with the Knights being in first place, this looks like a team that is. You don't want to say with certainty, but
did you both
certainty.
Get that stat from the same place? Because you just told me that yesterday.
I got it from him.
And what amazed me about that stat is that it's still so early in the season, and yet you're telling me that 80% in teams in the top eight spots in the Eastern and Western Conference,
80% of the time,
80% are going to make the playoffs.
What I like about the Knights is like when they first started playing and they were like, you know, on a run, everyone was like, oh, there's no way they're going to be able to keep this up. They're never going to be able to keep this up. And they've done it, even without any goalies. They finally got
Subban is back.
Yeah,
Subban's back. But you
I don't
look,
think they're going to see Fleury.
But think about this. They've had four goaltenders this year. Can you imagine a football team trying to win at this level with four quarterbacks?
It's called the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, back to NFL.
And they're 0-10.
Yeah.
You guys want to make a pick for tonight for Texans and Ravens?
I'll pass on this game. To me, if you're betting on this game, unless you have a strong angle, this is the D-Gen special.
The Jeffrey with a G.
Special?
Nothing?
I mean, listen, the only thing I would say here is obviously Baltimore has much more to play for. If I was going to play anything here, I'd probably play the under. I think with Tom Savage, a quarterback, and Joe Flacco, quarterback, I don't see a lot of points being scored. Both teams do have good defenses, even though J.J. Watt's gone for the year. I don't know. I would take the under if I had to, but I'm not touching this game.
You know, Beck?
I don't know about the over-under. I always feel like that's a sucker bet when they put a really low under. I'd maybe make it a halftime bet, possibly. If I was going to take it, I would take the Ravens because it's at home, and the Texans really don't have a quarterback.
Rebecca makes a great point. You look at the Browns-Bengals game last night, or yesterday. That game got bet down.
37?
Yeah, I went from 39 to 37, and that game went, I think the final was at 45 or 46 points.
Right.
How about moving on to Thursday, Redskins and Cowboys? Cowboys at home, -2 over and under 44.5. Beck.
I'm going to go with the Redskins. Cowboys have looked like crap, and the Redskins haven't looked super terrible.
Over under 44.5, kind of right in the middle there.
The Redskins beat the Giants on Thanksgiving, right? Barely?
Yeah, they beat them by 10. And
20 to 10?
Yeah, but it was a 10-10 game with about 4 minutes to go.
But Dallas got killed.
Look, Dallas. Here's the problem
by the
with
Eagles,
Dallas.
Right?
The Colts.
Oh, no, Chargers.
Chargers.
Oh, Chargers.
Yeah.
Do you
got to
remember one thing about Dallas? Dak Prescott is not as good as I've said it for the last 2 years. Everyone thinks Dak Prescott this, that, and the other. I said, look, he's not as good as you all think he is. He's got Ezekiel Elliott. He's got a great offensive line. He's got a future Hall of Famer and Jason Witten at tight end. Dez Bryant, Terrence Williams, and Cole Beasley. You give a lot of quarterbacks to that team. Yeah. That team is Super Bowl bound.
Well, he doesn't have Zeke right now.
What? That's part
of
what
Zeke alone shouldn't make that much of a difference the way the team's been performing.
So you're taking the Cowboys?
They look lost.
No.
Not taking anybody in that game.
You're not taking anybody. You don't care.
This is what, Thursday night in Dallas?
Yeah, Thursday night in
Dallas. For the casual fan, they're hoping both teams can figure out a way to lose.
If it wasn't the Cowboys, then the line would be favored towards the Redskins. They always favor the Cowboys.
Because they know the betting public.
Because people will bet the Cowboys.
She's absolutely right.
Just like the Patriots.
Yeah.
The line is always inflated for New England
America's
because for 15
team.
Years, yeah. Everyone's been winning with New England.
The Patriots never have good value.
Agreed. I wouldn't have touched that game at 17.
I'm surprised you did.
If anything, I would have taken the other side.
Yeah.
And I would have lost by a point.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, so you're going to move on to Sunday a little bit and make some picks on some of the better games. The featured game was Vikings and Falcons on Fox at 10 o'clock.
That's a great game.
Falcons -3 over and under 47.5. Jeffrey with a G.
I'm telling you, man, every week these Vikings are giving me more of a reason to believe in them. They're really fun to watch. I don't like when they jump out to these leads and then let teams come back. Although being on the road against the Lions, that's always a tough task. I don't know. I like the way Atlanta's playing though at home right now.
This is a game I'll stay away from simply because Atlanta's playing extremely well offensively. I love Minnesota's defense. I think they're the best defense in National Football League. Case Keenum's doing an outstanding job managing the game. They've got good receivers in Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, and then Kyle Rudolph's a great addition. My concern is the running game.
The kid out of the back, McKellen.
I'm sorry?
McKellen out of the backfield. No, McKellar?
You mean McKissick?
McKissick, sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
Well, if you think they have such a strong defense, and that's a pretty high line at 47.5, you could just go under.
True.
The problem is that I've seen Atlanta's defense. They might give up 28 themselves. And it's, look, the one thing is, to me, the Falcons are tough to go against inside that dome. They're really good at home on that surface there.
The Falcons have been playing well.
I was going to say, they've been playing really well the last 5 weeks after a slow start. They're starting reminding me of the Chargers a little bit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I like that comparison.
Beck, how about you? Falcons or Vikings?
I like the Falcons.
Huh? Okay.
Just because they're at home, mainly.
I've got to look at the Bears and the 49ers.
No, look at the next game, man. I'll take Buffalo all day long at home, +8.5 against New England.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah,
else?
Absolutely. That's a division game on the road. The Bills are going to be fired up. They're going to run the ball with Shady McCoy. Tyrod Taylor, he had his moment with his coach. He's going to show him that. You know, he is the starting quarterback on that team. They have a good defense that can put pressure on Brady. I'll take 8.5 at home with the Bills.
First of all, I want to say something about Buffalo. I don't think it's the coach that made this decision to go from Taylor to Peterman.
Who did? The GM?
Owner.
Seinfeld?
Owner. Because Rex Ryan, who was a former coach there, came out and said in an article in the BBC, talked about, he said Pegula did not like Tyrod Taylor. And I think there's some pressure to play Peterman. Peterman's not an NFL quarterback. I said it all along last week. I said, this guy, if you watch him at Pitt play, he's terrible.
He's awful.
He's awful. And he threw 5 picks and a half. He even exceeded my expectations.
of lousiness?
Absolutely. And so to me, you got to look at these guys. And if you're Buffalo, I think it's going to be a competitive game. I think New England's very good. But Buffalo's a pretty good football team.
So you're going to go with Buffalo and take the points?
They have what it takes to keep New England in check. A quarterback that can scramble.
Yes.
A good running back and a defense.
You know, he made a great point. Tyrod Taylor's ability to keep plays alive when a play breaks down is
him.
So huge, so frustrating as a fan if you're on defense and you got a third and three and they throw a pass and all of a sudden are going to throw a pass and all of a sudden everyone's covered. Quarterback takes off, gets the first down, keeps the drive alive.
By the way, Andy Reid's defenses are usually pretty good and they did a great job against him this weekend.
Yeah, you know, what is going on with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
It's weird, especially
tough to
at
predict,
home.
Right?
I think they're trying to get Reid.
Yeah. They're well, trying to get Reid.
Didn't they start off 5-0?
5-0 and since 1-5. They're now 6-5.
I thought they were a pretty good team. I didn't think they were as good as their record, but I thought this was a pretty good team. I didn't expect to see this type of regression. I'm telling
that
you right
quickly,
now, the
quickly.
LA Chargers are going to win the AFC West.
But the Chiefs have problems every single year. They somehow manage to screw up every year.
You know, they have the benefit of they have the Chargers and Raiders at home in their two of their next three games. They've got a very weak remaining schedule.
13.5, minus 13.5 Chargers against the Brownies.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Sunday
in LA.
I'm going to actually lay this
number.
Are we
laying the double digits
here? Because
you're
here's why.
Take the 13.5 minus 13.5.
Here's why. The Chargers have a very, very good defense and a pass rush. The other thing is that offense is starting to fire on all cylinders. The running game is starting to come around. The passing game has been very effective. The Chargers also have three additional days of rest. They played Thursday. The Browns played a Sunday game, so that makes a difference. To me, I think Chargers. The way they know now, they're back in it. This team is going to come out and play
focused.
And
they have a lot of confidence. They're
Absolutely.
Running the ball very well. Phillip Rivers. And their defense is what's really keeping them in games.
You ask the Steelers, you ask the Patriots, the one team you don't want to see in the playoffs are the Chargers.
We're going to take our last commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio at 9:20 a.m. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass store provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi, sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
celebrating what would have been Jimi Hendrix's 75th birthday, a little red house over yonder, an old Chicago blues song. There's only one place that I know of to catch blues in Las Vegas, and that's the Sandower.
Best.
Jeffrey and I have spent many a birthday there.
Yeah.
Drunken, sober, mostly drunken.
A lot of fun, great music.
Sandower.
Great bar, great vibe, just a lot of fun all around. It's like you said, it's the real only live music venue in Las Vegas.
It's just like the dispensary is the only.
What's that?
I've been thrown out twice.
You've been thrown out of Sandower twice?
Shocking, Bobby. Shocking.
Yeah. Well,
who'd you flip off?
Bobby being Bobby, our board operator, Bobby. Board op Bobby. Why don't we give like some three picks or some parlay choices, Jeffrey, with a G?
For upcoming week?
Yeah, for Sunday. I mean, we've already talked about Thursday, Skins and Cowboys, which I think it's always fun to watch Skins and Cowboys.
It's always a fun
Cowboys
game.
And Indians.
I don't think there's, going back to what Amal and Rebecca were discussing earlier, for me, there's no value here in this game at 1.5, 2 points on either side. I wouldn't touch that game. I do like Buffalo at home, +8.5 against my Patriots. I'll stay away from that Atlanta-Minnesota game just because I think 3 points is probably about where it should be.
And then Panthers Saints?
No, I'm going to go with a couple of totals here, actually, believe it or not.
Which ones?
I'm going to go with a couple of totals. I like over the 48 in Carolina Saints. I like over 45.5 in Arizona Rams.
Yeah, I've been staying away from the over and unders because it just comes out so close.
Yeah.
It just scares the hell out of me.
And Rebecca calls it a sucker bet, so now I feel like a sucker.
Well, she's right.
No, she's talking about a particular game.
Over-under.
Like, no, she's saying in general totals.
No, what I said to them all, like the over-under, like these people know what they're doing when they make these lines. They always come so close.
Within a half point.
Yeah, they usually. Always do. Like, they know what they're doing. And, I mean, as far as the – am I missing something in the Eagles -5.5? Like, does that just seem too
easy?
Well,
it's in Seattle. It's Sunday night. It's Russell Wilson at home. Probably going to be raining in Seattle. I agree with you on
– I always like the home dogs.
No, she's saying she loves the Eagles.
Oh, you like the Eagles?
Yeah, she thinks they're going to run them out of the building, and they really should. I mean, Seattle for a while yesterday struggled whoever they were playing, and that was a joke.
I've kind of been on the Eagles for –
a while.
Yeah.
You have all year.
And I like Hotel California. Oh,
and I'll take the Chargers -13.5 against Cleveland at home.
I think the way Philadelphia is playing right now, it to me, the road to the Super Bowl to Minneapolis and the NFC goes through Philadelphia. And at this point, while Minnesota's really good, I think they would need a great offensive day in order to be successful against that team right now.
But look how good the NFC is in general.
It is.
The Saints and the Rams and the Eagles and now the Falcons.
It's becoming clearer and clearer, isn't it?
In the AFC, yes. I think in the NFC, I think Rebecca's right. I think the Eagles are the clear class of the conference. But those Saints and the Rams and, again, Atlanta now, I mean, there's some good teams that – Look at Carolina. Isn't Carolina 8-3?
I mean, it's almost getting easier.
Oh, let's not forget the Vikings at 9-2. Thank you.
I like the Jaguars.
You do?
-9.5. The last time they played, they stopped them 27-0. And the Colts usually lose by 10 points, unless they win to some crappy team.
Okay.
Well, the Jags have been surprising. Surprising since the beginning of the season when we came in here with that AFC... AFC
What's
future.
Your friend took the...
$300 to take the future.
To take the division.
Yeah, to take the division. She might be laughing all the way.
They have Mercedes Lewis. Did you guys ever read this story, hear that story about that guy, Brian Banks?
Tell him the story you were telling me last night about it.
It's a kid named Brian Banks. He went to school with Mercedes Lewis, and he's about 32 right now. He got accused falsely of, like, rape. The girl, and he goes to jail, and then 10 years later, the girl comes back and admits it never happened. They're making a movie about it.
And ruined this guy's life.
This is not just some regular player.
Pay attention over there, mister.
He was a big-time recruit, went to university, was going to go to the University of Southern California, was accused of rape, and what happened was the defense attorney said, listen, you're going to have to take the plea because it's better than what would happen if we go to a jury. Exactly.
Yeah.
Takes the plea, ends up getting, I think, a 10-year sentence, serves about 5 years, and then she recants her story. It might have been a couple years more than that. Pete Carroll gave him a tryout. Unfortunately, he didn't make the Seahawks.
Destroy the guy's life.
No question.
He played preseason on Atlanta.
Well, the clock on the wall said it's time to close up shop for another exciting episode of Vegas Nonstop. Please like us and share us. If you see us out, please say hello, eat well, party hard, buy us a drink, and hopefully we'll be on with a podcast one of these days soon. Thank you, Amal Shah. Thank you, Rebecca Lynn. Jeffrey with a G. We'll see you in the funny pages.
Absolutely.
Thanks for watching. Have a great Thanks, holiday guys. Season, everybody. See you next week.
Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure? Oh, tell me why I don't like.